T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're live in a living color from the Mike Francesa Studios here, high above Hudson Street, 10th floor lower Manhattan. And we'll be here till 2 o'clock, the emotional farewell to the regular 2 o'clock spot. I don't know how I'm going to live with myself. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. But before we get to all the sports, let me thank G for the kind words he said. And G, thank you very much. I am ecstatic about going back to 1 o'clock. There's no doubt about it. Who am I kidding? Let's be honest. Let me also say this, that when Mike is on vacation, and I don't get how he gets vacation this year, but that's me. When Mike is on vacation, we will be on till 2 at that point. So there you go. So,
there will be no singing.
We will not sing. That is correct.
Now, according
but
to
thank
my...
thank you, G. Very nice words by him.
Well said and accurate. According to my sources, it will not be a typical Mike summer schedule.
Well, I heard he's working all of July. That's what I've heard.
Right.
And I don't know what's happening in August, but you never know.
No, I think he's going to mostly work.
Well, I mean,
that's what I'm hearing.
How could he not? He started in May. He started May 1st.
He started in May.
I mean, come on.
And it's only 3.5 hours.
Right. He just took 4 months off.
Right. We used to hear from Mike, listen, okay, 5.5 hours.
You know, I got a real show, okay? I got a real show. Now you got to work when you got to fill in for me, okay? Now,
I'm sorry, that extra half hour over us, I mean, he can't use that over us anymore.
That is true. He'll try anyway.
He'll try, yeah. He'll try. Well, when you replay an interview, though, then it's 3. Then
well,
we're even.
Well, that's going to be tough.
If that happens.
Well, I mean, if.
This is going to be tough. I took a caller on Saturday, Joe. He was very emotional. He brought up that he remembers way back when we started this extra hour, and it's going to be tough for him. So for all of the loyal listeners out there, just understand, Joe and I love you, and we're going to miss you, okay? We're going to miss you. But we'll still be here from 10 to 1. We'll still be talking sports. We'll still be here
yes,
for you.
We'll still do what we do.
Now, last Monday, I remember.
All right, last Monday.
You and I made a very simple statement. We both agreed on this. We were in lockstep. We said, boy, doesn't it feel like the Yankees are really taking off?
Oh, my God. They don't lose anymore now.
And a week later.
9 straight.
Here we are. Yep. They've won 9 in a row. They have been getting excellent starting pitching.
How about CeCe yesterday? When's the last time he went 7 innings? What was that?
That was the cool part about
it.
Because one thing about CeCe over the last couple of years, it's not that he's been bad. He's been a stopper. I mean, think about how good he's been after Yankee losses, which don't happen anymore. But he's really developed into a 5-inning, maybe 6-inning pitcher. And yesterday he was so good against a pretty challenging Angel lineup, he was able to give them 7 strong innings. He's got an ERA below 2.
Yeah. Yep.
He never really even needed that DL stint. He'll be the first one to tell you. And he did that while being offended, rightfully so, at the horrible umpiring of Angel Hernandez. He was barking at Angel.
Angel's the worst.
He's the worst.
He really is.
And CeCe was right about it.
He still has a job, the guy.
Well, I guess once you're an umpire for life.
Is it like being on the Supreme Court? Is that what that is?
It feels that way. Unless you resign. Remember that whole mass resignation?
Right. I think the president of China is also the president for life as well.
It's very similar. The president of China and being a major league umpire.
Right.
You're there Dove's until
on,
you resign.
Dove's on the task force for life, too.
That's right. Francesa here at the Fan for life.
Right.
But CeCe was able to overcome his frustration with Angel, and he delivered a tremendous performance. And the Yankees, here's what they're doing right now. They're just beating you in a million different ways. And so last night, Gary Sanchez hits just this bomb in which he was showboating, but why not? Well, good for him. He should showboat. Hit the ball a mile.
They all showboat now. What's the difference?
That's true. And some of the showboats I like more than others. And some of the showboats will get you in trouble. Like yesterday, Salvador Perez was really ticked off at Tim Anderson for showboating. And Salvador Perez had a very good reason for it. He said, this guy's never played in the playoffs or the World Series. He doesn't know what a big home run really is. It's a very good point by Salvi.
Interesting.
Salvi coming with the, you've never been there.
Right.
Rip on him.
There you go.
But that's all the Yankee offense needed. Gary running into one. And Gary Sanchez has had a weird season because he got off to the terrible start. He's there with the home runs. He's there with the RBIs. Now he's just got to raise that batting average and on base, which he's starting to do. He has been red hot. And so they beat you yesterday with excellent starting pitching. Nerve-wracking but solid bullpen work because it did get a little dicey. But the one big hit the night before, they just bludgeoned you.
They did that.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and Tanaka was good in that game, too.
It was tough not to be.
I mean, it was 5-0 before he got on a mound, but, you know, which helps. That does help a little bit.
It was like 10-0 in the second inning.
Right.
I mean, Masahiro Tanaka would have had to have just melted down for that not to be a nice, easy game.
Indeed.
And then they showed the poise on Friday night when Severino gives up the lead. Then they come back Didi style, where Didi hits the game-winning home run, and they beat the Angels. And they do that in extra innings on Friday night. So they're just beating you in different ways. And think about the way they ended the Twins series with the comeback win on the Gary home run.
Sanchez with the walk-off. Yeah,
when you are locked in, it all works. And right now for the Yankees, it is all working.
They are rolling. 18-9, nine straight wins, no doubt about it. Everybody was, all these Yankee fans early in the year wanted to fire Boone and jump off the cliff. Well, I don't think you have to jump anymore. And had a very appealing series as they play the ALCS redo against the Astros. Four big games.
You know what's funny about this series? I think this series is fun, no question, because I think talent-wise, these are the two of the best teams in the American League, and obviously they had a great series last year in the ALCS. But their series in the whole grand scheme of things really doesn't mean that much. You know, when you think about it, because unlike a series with the Red Sox, where you are battling with them for a division, and every game matters, the Houston Astros are in the American League West, and I've thought back to some of these rematches before. I remember a couple years ago, the Mets took on the Kansas City Royals the year after they played
the
World Series.
They opened the season with them, didn't they?
They did. They opened the season against them, and I got to tell you, I barely remember the results.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of these rematches are kind of like that. They're fun in the moment because they're exciting because they're two really good teams. But I don't think we're going to remember this 4 months from now. And if they meet each other in the playoffs again.
Well, that's a different story.
Well, we're going to think more about last year's LCS more than we are the regular season.
There's no doubt. I mean, look, we've seen many times over the years, regular season means nothing once you get to the playoffs. We've seen that a number of times. Just ask the 88 Mets about that with the Dodgers. So it's happened many times. Yeah, it's a nice series. It's an interesting series. Maybe a little bit of a barometer maybe for both teams. But if they play again in the ALCS, then we'll really be looking for revenge if you're the Yankees.
Yeah, and I think it's a heat check for the Yankees, as they call it in the NBA. It's a heat check. They've won 9 in a row.
A heat check shot after you made 8 in a row.
That's right. Well, same thing, right?
Right. Well, 9
exactly.
in a row here.
Exactly. 9 in a row in this case.
Right.
But you take on a very good Astro team. They'll be taking on the big arms, except for Gerrit Cole, who, I got to tell you, and I watched a little bit more of him yesterday, so far, and I don't want to get nuts because we're not even in May yet. I have been very wrong about Gerrit Cole, Joe. I never thought, considering what he had done the last couple of years in the National League with the Pirates, that this guy was going to come to the American League and really blossom into the dominant pitcher that, you know, maybe we saw glimpses of in the National League. It's a guy who had a 4.5 ERA last year. And I watch him now, even in a start like yesterday where Will Harris blew the lead for him so he didn't get a win. He's striking the world out. He's throwing 97, 98 miles an hour. He has this aura of this dominant pitcher. And I got to tell you, because I remember when we talked about this for the Yankees, I hesitated about them trading for Gerrit Cole. And I think you felt the same way that, yeah, the guy's okay. Yeah. But was he really going to come here and be this? Well, and he's been amazing for the Astros.
Well, sometimes, you know, you get on a really good team, which he's on now, and that kind of changes things. I don't know why, but sometimes it does. Plus, the pressure, I mean, he's like the third starter on that team. Where is he on that team? Third or fourth starter. He's not the number one guy there.
No, you're right. He's pitching like the number one guy, but he's not the number one guy.
Right.
Justin Verlander's the number one guy.
Right.
And Dallas Keuchel,
who has not gotten off to a very good start either.
Yeah, and Keuchel's starting to become that every other year kind of guy, if you look at his track record. But to your point about being sent to a better team and being a third starter, doesn't all of that apply to Sonny Gray as well?
Yeah, well.
And what's happened to him?
Yeah, well. I look, again, to me, Sonny Gray was never that good.
Was Gerrit Cole?
A little better than him.
Was he?
I think so. A little better.
They were the same.
Were they?
I think so. If you look at their best season, well. I would say this. I'll give you this. I think Gerrit Cole's best year was better than Sonny Gray's best year. But I think they're comparable.
Right.
I would think if you look at, and remember, he's in the National
Maybe
League.
Maybe it's a New York thing. It's a little easier to go to Houston and New York
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Maybe it's simply Gerrit Cole's just putting it all together. Mm. And it didn't matter where it was. It could have been New York, Pittsburgh, Houston, wherever.
Right.
He's putting it all
right.
together.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's just, it shows you how difficult it is to read on who is the guy you should acquire. Because none of us. Very few of us, certainly not us, because I remember both of us talking about it, thought this was going to happen with Gerrit Cole. And I think we both even hesitated about the Yankees trading a guy like Clint Frazier for him. And looking back on it, that would have been amazing if they pulled off a deal like that.
Yep.
Now, they're going to miss him in this series, so they're not going to see Gerrit Cole because he pitched yesterday. But one of the reasons why the Astros look like a better baseball team than they were a year ago.
Which is saying a lot because they're the world champions.
It's saying an awful lot.
it really is.
But that, of course, doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series.
No,
they may
nothing.
Win the division again, but as the Indians proved last year, go get to the playoffs. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
But one of the reasons like they feel like a better team is the Gerrit Cole trade. I think the other reason is the fact that Justin Verlander is still there. Remember, Justin Verlander was traded for in August or late July.
What's he, 4-0 with an ERA about 1.3? Isn't that somewhere where he is?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's another one that doesn't make sense. No. Because if you looked at what Verlander was doing before he was traded to the Astros, and maybe this is an example of a guy that just needed to go to a better team.
He was
team.
A great pitcher anyway.
He was, but he looked like a guy that was past his prime.
Well,
he was 34 years old with a 480 with an ERA near 4.
Didn't we? Now, maybe there was help involved here, but didn't we see that with Clemens, too? We saw the same kind of thing.
That is true.
Now, maybe there was help there, but as soon as he got out of Boston and went to Toronto, he's winning Cy Young Awards again.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, you know.
Just think about this. In 17 with the Tigers, Verlander was 10-8 with a 380 ERA. Okay. Very. Yeah. What would you define that as? Mediocre, baby?
Mediocre.
Okay.
Certainly for him, it's below standards.
Absolutely. Since the trade, and this is just a regular season, he's made 11 starts and he's 9-0 with about a 1-2 ERA.
Amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Well, he's rejuvenated. He's on a good team. He's got a chance to win. He did win last year. So, you know, I think that's all part of it. Plus, he already was an out. You know, it's not like Sonny Gray or Gerrit Cole. This guy is absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a borderline Hall of Fame pitcher if he's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think the difference the difference may have been with Verlander is that, well, he's 34 years old. He's thrown a million innings. What does he have left? I think that was the question more about Justin. Because you're right. The guy's had a great career. I mean, the guy's won a Cy Young. He's won an MVP, which is rare.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, did that in the same season. So he's been a dominant guy.
He's also thrown 2 no-hitters in his career.
Yeah.
He's one more from being in a very rarefied air if he ever pitches another
one. My God. Oh, my. And the way he's throwing, you figure it could happen.
Yep.
And he's thrown a ton of innings in his career. So I think with Verlander, it's more you figured maybe he's towards the end and he's been rejuvenated. And with Gerrit Cole, hey, give the Astros credit. So far, it's only been a month, so let's not get nuts. We'll see what he does in May and June. He could fall off the proverbial cliff, but he's been outstanding. And on the other side, you look at a guy like Sonny Gray who's been bad. And really, that's the thing right now with the Yankees that they need to fix, and that's Sonny Gray. And that starts tonight. Can Sonny Gray turn his season around? Because Sonny Gray has been the biggest disappointment on this Yankee
team.
Who's
pitching for Houston tonight?
Charlie Morton.
Oh, Charlie Morton. He's been good, too.
He's been great, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about the Astros. I mean, they've got a lot of players who've been really good, especially when it comes to their rotation. Charlie Morton, so far this season, is 3-0 with a 1.86 ERA. Mm. The guys who are struggling are really Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers. The other three guys have been outstanding, Cole, Verlander, and Morton.
Right.
So, hey, they've been good, the Astros, and they certainly look like a team that you're going to have to go through to win an American League championship. But I think this series is more about fun than it is urgency. I think when you play the Red Sox, there's more of that urgency because of the swing and the standings that you face.
And they're coming up after the Indians on a weekend.
And that's the bigger series.
Yeah. No, of course.
May not be the sexier series.
And right
at this
now, they're only 2 games behind the Red Sox. After all the early hang-wringing about where they were, they're only 2 games back right now.
It shows you how quickly things can change.
Yep.
You know, the Red Sox have cooled off, and give Tampa Bay a lot of credit for how they've been cooled off, because the Tampa Bay Rays, who I still don't think are going anywhere, especially in a division like this, but they had a red hot streak that finally got snapped yesterday when they lost to the Red Sox. They had a 7-game winning streak, if I'm not mistaken. And they were doing it against the Red Sox, or at least 2 of the games were against the Red Sox. So give Tampa Bay a lot of credit for that. But, yeah, now it's tightened up a bit in the American League East. And that's where I expect it's going to be for the majority of this season. Because, like that stupid cliche goes, and it's stupid, but it's so true. And you hate things that are stupid but accurate. It's true. You're never as good as you are when you're hot. And you're never as bad as you are when you're struggling. And Major League Baseball, and we've said this about the Mets, and we'll say it about the Yankees because the Yankees did it last year, play 500 ball and have a couple of big hot streaks. If you do it, you're going to win 90 games easily. And when the Yankees got off to their quote-unquote bad start, Joe, that's all they did. They played 500 ball.
That's what
they
did.
They weren't 5-12.
No. And now they're unbeatable. 9 in a row.
9 in a row and looking for more.
Yep.
We'll talk to the head coach of the New York football Giants, Pat Shurmur, his thoughts on what the Giants did over the weekend in regards to the NFL draft. We'll give you our thoughts on what the Giants and Jets did. We'll get into the Mets, who won the finale of their road trip. And, of course, your telephone calls at 877-337-6666. And a very entertaining but predictable Game 7 between Cleveland and Indiana.
And some very, very, very sexy Eastern Conference matchups coming up here.
Yes.
I have to say that. Very much so.
Yes, yes.
Very much so.
We'll get to your calls.
Raptors better win Game 1 at home.
Oh.
They better.
Oh.
If they don't win Game 1, they're not winning the series. I'll tell you right now, that is a huge game for the Raptors.
You know what's
funny? Off the bat.
Right off the bat. I think you'd be right about that no matter what. I think you're even more right about it because of how beat up LeBron and the
God.
Cavs have to be
what they
after this series.
What they had to go through to win that series. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you know, they pulled away. Because I watched a lot of that game. I watched basically the second half yesterday.
Yep.
And I give Kevin Love credit. I give Thompson credit. These guys, when LeBron was out of the game early in the fourth quarter, they actually extended the lead.
It was
huge.
That was the difference in this basketball game.
I agree with you.
As great as LeBron was, that point you just made was the difference in this game. And I agree. I think that when you are the home team and you're, in a way, the underdog, even though they're not, but they are in a way, game one's really important. I think this is as important
of a game one
as you could play.
For Toronto.
Because of the fact that you are facing a team, Joe, LeBron left his press conference early saying, I'm tired, and I buy
it. How can he not be? Right.
Just carrying a basketball team, except for three glorious minutes.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.